I'm Derek Cardwell on today's Lely Radio Sports page, talking to two members of the Knoxville Boys Golf Team, Evan Smith and Carson Udermark. They're both seniors. Guys, welcome. And we're just talking to you after your first home meet of the year on Friday. Evan, I'll start with you. 146. That's not a bad score.
Yeah, absolutely. And quite honestly, all of us knew where we could improve and know where we can improve from here on out. So to say we left a lot of shots out there probably could be a stretch to some people, but we definitely did. And like we took a 41, but we had two 40s on JV. So we were really close to a really good score today.
And Carson, you were a medalist with a 34. What was working out there for you on Thursday?
Friday.
I was putting really well. I mean, I still made three bogeys, so still can improve a lot. But yeah, I'm happy with the team score and happy to see JV guys put in two 40s. That's really nice.
Let's talk about the big picture here. And I know we're just starting the season, but I remember you, Evan, telling me last year up at Vinker, hey, if we play this well and we still come back with a second-place trophy, we're not going to complain. But I got to think first place is on your mind this year.
Absolutely. We kind of struggled the first – our Carson and I's freshman sophomore year, but last year was definitely a test, and that was probably our most experienced team we've had yet so far in our high school careers. But, yeah, after today's performance and seeing that we're going to have a battle for who's going to help the team out and knowing that those guys – have to earn their spots, going to make them want to keep their spot for the next couple years. So a state championship is definitely in everybody's sight, but you know, you take it meet by meet and you got to get there first, and once you get there, that's when you show the state who you are. So
how important is that to maybe have a little competition within the team to battle for that varsity spot? Because last year you kind of got knew who your top guys were. Now, you know, your 1, 2, 3 is probably set. 4, 5, 6, maybe there's some competition. Carson, how important is that just to, you know, iron sharpen iron, I guess?
Yeah, it's different than last year. We usually knew the top four guys. We needed to be consistent. But, I mean, this year you have 5, 6, and then the two top JV guys are all around each other, which, I mean, it's awesome for us. Like, it's awesome to see, but it's also tough for your teammates to battle back and forth. But it makes them want it more. And, yeah, I'm excited to see who we have at the end of the year.
Talking to Knoxville boys golfers Carson Udermark and Evan Smith on today's Lely Radio Sports page. You guys don't have a lot of meets here at Pine Knolls this year. Is that a good thing, maybe to get some other golf courses in, you know, and play on those?
Absolutely. I mean, our first meet of the year was at Boss last week or yesterday. And to play a course like that, it's just going to help us prepare ourselves for the state tournament. And quite honestly, you get at home and you – aren't probably as focused in as you would be anywhere else, and you know the course like the back of your hand. So being able to travel not only is good for guys like Carson and I to play other courses to prep for the state tournament and qualifying, but also the guys that have only played here the last couple of years and need experience on other courses going forward.
And how important, Carson, is that for you guys to know that you might be seeing a different course this year, a new course, but – you know, you can handle that where maybe 3 or 4 years ago, okay, maybe a little shaky, but now, hey, you know, just like, you know, any other course we played.
Yeah, I think today was good after Boss, get everybody's confidence back up, and you don't see a lot of courses like Vinker anywhere, but being able to play the 18-hole courses that are around us and the harder ones are definitely better for us than playing. It's nice to play at home, like I said, get your confidence back up and get kind of the more team score down, but I think going forward it'll help us out a lot before we get to state.
And I hear the state tournament is at Vinker again this year. Are you glad, or you know, do you, or and do you have maybe okay, we've played that, we played it well. Let's go back and see what we can do.
Vinker is by far the hardest course out of the three in Ames, but for our team, it's definitely best that we play at Vinker again, as we've played there the last 2 years. And I know Carson's played some summer events there. I've played some summer events there, and to be able to, I think we've played it, I mean, we've played it at least 6 times now in the last 2 years, just with practice rounds and the state tournament rounds combined. So for us, knowing the course and having a little more confidence going into it, it's definitely going to help the more experienced teams, which we have 3 guys that are in that position. And for the younger teams that make it, it's going to be a struggle because that course isn't no easy path.
All right, guys, best luck to you. We know hopefully we'll be making a trip to Ames this year to see you guys play. Carson Udermark, Evan Smith, Knoxville Boys Golf. Best luck the rest of the year.
Thank you, Derek.